Farm Fields, text, Hallmark Channel presents a Media Pool production. A house in the countryside. A man inspects photographs on his computer. Text, in association with Larry Levinson Productions. Chance at romance. A city with skyscrapers. Text, Ryan McPartner. Coffee shop, The Drip. Text, Aaron Krakow. Caitlin Doubleday. A waitress with a picture checks on clients. Text, Jean Louise Kelly. She takes a pretzel with tongs. Text, Ian Andrew, Abraham Ben Ruby, Brian Gross, and Patricia Richardson. A man edits a picture of a barn against a sunset. Text, casting by Penny Perry, Amy Reese. Music by Stephen Graziano. Edited by Jennifer Jean Kakavas. Production designer, Daniel G. Weifeler. Director of photography, James W. N. He prints the photograph. Text, co-executive producer Amanda Phillips Atkins. Produced by James Wilberger. Coffee shop.
I never want to pour another cup of coffee again.
When do you hear back on the chef's job?
Soon, I hope. Gray sweater?
Thank you. What are sisters for? And please, tell me you're not going out with the vitamin guy again.
No. Blind date. His name is Joel.
Did you not learn your lesson the last time?
I have a really good feeling about this.
You always do.
She smiles at her. They walk into an apartment. A picture of a white horse and sunset. She puts the keys down.
Go with the skinny jeans.
Maybe I want to wear a dress.
She walks into her bedroom and puts the gray sweater on her bed.
Look, I really hope this Joel person turns out to be Prince Charming, but in case he isn't...
Do we really need to have this conversation again?
I just don't want you to be disappointed when he doesn't ride up on a white horse.
He drives a green Lexus, and I won't be disappointed.
So says his mother.
I just want to be in love. Is that too much to ask? I want what you have.
I'm married to the most annoying man on the planet.
You love him, though.
Yeah, I do. You are a hopeless romantic.
She smiles. Two people at a table in a restaurant. The man sneezes.
You don't have a cat, do you? Because my mom assured me you don't have cats.
No cats. I'm guessing you're not a cat person?
No.
A dog person?
No.
So should we order? I'm starving.
Not really familiar with this restaurant. Any suggestions?
Curry, best in town.
I don't eat Indian.
The three cheese pizza's good.
Lactose intolerant.
Pasta?
The thing is, the last time I had pasta was with my wife.
Your wife?
I mean, my ex-wife.
Oh.
Starts to cry.
Are you all right?
She gives him a napkin. He blows his nose. She walks home alone.
Photos. What's your favorite?
I'd like to think I haven't taken it yet.
Oh, does that mean we can expect a new series soon?
I'm always waiting for that perfect moment where you see something and it just takes your breath away. And you say to yourself, I'll take it.
Heath looks at her. They lock gazes and pause.
Thank you all so much for coming out. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heath Madsen. Bravo, bravo.
She turns around, eyes wide. A blonde woman gestures at Heath.
Let's go.
Samantha looks at his photography.
So good of you to come, thank you. Oh, hi.
Samantha scans the room, turns and watches as Heath is led into the back seat of a black limousine. The car takes off. Samantha turns away. Samantha approaches a photograph with mouth agape. It is a white horse against a sunset, the same one in her house.
good, isn't he? First show in years. Bit of a shame it's a retrospective.
I have this photo.
Really?
I never knew who took it.
I'm sure you're mistaken.
Oh, no. It's the same photo.
Oh, hi.
Mine's a little bit smaller, but it's the same.
Her photograph in her house. She gazes at it. She turns to her laptop. Heath Madsen's photography website. She clicks contact the artist and writes an email.
Dear Mr. Madsen, we have never met, but I stumbled upon your show tonight and absolutely loved it. Just wanted to say that I've always admired your high dynamic range photography and look forward to your next release. One of your fans, Samantha Hart.
A boy responds.
Dear Samantha, thank you so much for your kind words. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to talk in person.
Next time, don't hesitate to reach out. By the way, call me Heath.
Hi, Heath. You can call me Sam. Now that we're on a first-name basis, I should confess that I own a small version of your Horse Meadow.
Horse Meadow is my personal favorite.
You may be the only one who shares the same view.
Really looking forward to meeting you if, when we actually meet.
A farm field with sprinklers. A black car drives up a dirt road to a house beside the fields. Heath and his assistant exit the vehicle.
Okay, well, how do you feel about Chicago next month?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why not? The retrospective went great! Exclamation point. Superb, in fact.
Yeah, if you don't mind being in a room full of old photos of the washed-up photographer babbling about nothing.
You're not washed up.
Well, thanks.
We need to concentrate on your brand, on the Heath Madsen brand.
Why do I have to be a brand?
Everyone's a brand. Dad, you're home.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Heath hugs the boy who responded to Samantha.
Donnie.
Celeste.
I'll be at the inn if you need me.
We're good.
Thank you, Celeste.
Okay.
As always, you are the best.
Best. Great.
He helps Celeste into the car. The moon in the sky. The boy Donnie goes to the computer.
Hi, Heath. I was just admiring my Horse Meadow. Do you mind telling me where it was taken?
Hi, Sam.
It's not far from my home. A very special place where I spent a lot of time with my late wife and son.
Dear Heath, I'm so sorry about your wife. Your bio didn't mention a son. Does he share your interest in photography?
His name is Donnie, age 12. He does not have the photography bug, but is very interested in computers, business, and finance. Enough about us, tell us about you.
She giggles.
Heath, I'm a chef. Don't laugh, but my specialty is pot pies.
Pot pies are no laughing matter.
I love them.
Maybe one day you'll get a chance to sample my work. Any plans for more LA shows?
Sam, no plans for LA, but I am showing here next week. Would you consider coming out for it?
I could send you a ticket and book you a room at the local hotel. That way you can see the show and maybe honor us with one of your pot pies. It's the least I can do for my Horse Meadow enthusiast. What do you think?
She grins as she reads the email. Coffee shop.
Triple latte, extra foam, and I saved you the last cinnamon muffin.
And we're celebrating why?
Because I met someone.
What?
When? A little while ago.
And you waited this long to tell me?
You know that photo in my living room? He took it.
Starving artist.
He's not starving. He's thoughtful, talented, gorgeous. Even his name is perfect. Heath Madsen.
Heath, like Wuthering Heights Heath?
Mm-hmm. Is that not the most romantic name you've ever heard?
What's his real name?
That is his real name. And he has this amazing son. You should hear the way he talks about him.
Oh, so he's married.
His wife died 3 years ago.
A widower. That could work. They have a high rate of remarriage.
You're awful.
I'm practical. So, when do I get to interrogate him?
Locke's shop.
Actually, he's from out of town.
How far out of town?
I don't know. 500 miles.
Where'd you meet?
Okay, so we haven't technically met, but We did make eye contact and we've been emailing.
Eye contact?
He's got this show coming out, so he's booking me a hotel room and he sent me a ticket.
A train ticket? Tell me you're not going.
Cards.
Full house.
I think you're cheating.
You're thinking wrong.
I was thinking maybe you should have some of your buddies over from school. It's been a long time.
Funny. I was thinking the same thing, having someone over.
Some guys?
No, it's her.
Okay, Donnie, we've talked about this.
I just think it wouldn't hurt to meet someone new, you know, get out there again.
I've been out there, Donnie.
If this is about Celeste, I urge you to keep that strictly business.
It is strictly business.
Does she know that?
Who are you?
Someone who's looking out for you, Heath.
What happened to Dad?
A train travels on rails past a green forest. Sign, Willoughby. Rail crossing. She waits at the train station. A blue van pulls up. Sign, Jackson's Griddle, S1998. Donnie exits the vehicle with a man.
Sam? Sorry I'm late. There was a last-minute snafu with the car. Donnie Manson.
Donnie, I heard so much about you from your dad.
I hope your ride here was satisfactory. Oh, tulips, from my dad. They're your favorite, right?
Yes, thank you. It's very thoughtful.
Sorry you couldn't be here in person. He got tied up in a project. He's painting.
Oh, I didn't know he was a painter, too.
Can I take your bags?
Okay, I got it.
I insist. Sam, this is my driver, Jackson.
Nice to meet you.
The van drives past green fields. They pull up to the house in the countryside. A woman approaches them from the house.
Thank you.
Okay, gotta go. Good luck.
She tucks hair behind her ear.
This must be Sam. I'm May. I take care of the house, the boys, stray cats, whoever turns up.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Donnie and May give each other a thumbs up.
Heath'll be here any minute.
Such a beautiful place.
Well, it's just the three of us here, but we like it.
Heath exits the house and approaches. She looks at him with wide eyes and a bright smile. He grins at her as she holds yellow tulips. She smiles.
Hi.
Hello.
His smile fades.
Well, I'm here.
You sure are. Do we know each other?
What?
I'm sorry, I just, take it we met somewhere?
We've been emailing. You got me a train ticket. You got me a hotel room.
Oh, Dad, remember that lady I told you about from your website?
No.
Well, this is her, Sam. She's an Aquarius, a chef, never been married, no kids, likes tulips and black licorice.
And her specialty is chicken pot pies. Isn't that right, Sam?
I'm sorry, I don't quite know how to tell you this, but I didn't email you.
I'm not sure I understand.
Someone else runs my website.
Please tell me I haven't been pouring my heart out to a sixth grader.
Seventh grade. I skipped a year.
I should go.
She takes her suitcase.
I'll deal with you later, both of you. Look, I am so sorry. He misses his mother. You know, he's never taken it this far. He must really like you.
Why am I not reassured?
Look, you can't walk back. At least let me drive into town and get you that hotel room.
Thank you, but the only room I'm going to is my own. I'm never coming out.
Well, that's the thing. Next train out isn't until tomorrow.
She stops in her tracks. A dirty vehicle.
Where do I sit? At the back?
Oh. There we go. Get that out of the way.
He hoists her luggage into the back.
Okay. Whew.
He opens the door for her. They pull up to the train station. She tries to open the car door.
Oh, that sticks every time. Here.
Thank you.
He unloads her maroon suitcase and pulls it as he walks behind her. He notices a large white spot on the rear of her pants. He smiles when she turns back. He tilts his head to the side as he examines the white spot and she ascends stair steps.
I cannot believe they don't have a room.
Somehow I can.
The kid's grounded for life.
It's okay. You can go. I'll sleep in the lobby tonight.
You're not sleeping in the lobby. You're staying at the house. Hey, there's plenty of room. It's one night. I insist.
He loads her stuff into the car.
Hey, as long as we're in town, mind if I grab a few things?
Sure.
Great. All right.
Shouldn't you lock that?
Beauty of a small town. No crime. Come on.
He pats the car.
Wow, it's usually really quiet around here.
Are all these people here for your show?
Yeah. What were they thinking? Importantly, what was I thinking?
What do you mean?
Well, my rep promised a new series. The money's gonna go to the Kids Art Center.
Oh, that's really nice.
It would be if I had a new series.
You don't?
Well, truth is, I haven't picked up my camera in a long time.
Oh.
Just haven't felt anything in a while.
What about your paintings?
What paintings?
Donnie said you were a painter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Houses, barns, garages. Stuff to keep you busy.
She stands there flabbergasted. Sign, opening, Heath Mattson New Works. Grocery store. Heath holds up toilet paper.
Is that one ply or two?
Two.
He puts in mini cart.
You know, this is like one of my dates. Yes, Roz, I'm still alive for now. Okay, I'll call you later.
Check out.
Corner?
My sister. She's convinced you're either a stalker or an ex-con. That's my track record.
What's up, Mr. Mattson?
What's up, Robbie?
7421.
I can't believe this. I forgot my wallet and my other pants.
Exactly like one of my dates.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mattson.
Here.
She gives him her credit card.
Thank you. I'll pay you back.
Celeste drives up.
There you are, Heath. I've been looking all over for you. Why aren't you working? You've got a big show coming up.
Celeste, this is,
Samantha.
Samantha.
Celeste Jeffers Johnson. Are you a friend of Pete's?
I'm really more of a friend of Donnie's.
Oh, how sweet. Okay, so tonight I can come by and you can show me some prints?
Yeah, tonight's not good.
You've got a show on Sunday, exclamation point.
Believe me, I know.
Oh, please tell me you've got something.
Well, how do you feel about recycling?
I have reps coming in from all the major markets and they're expecting to see a new series. Okay?
No, I'll think of something.
Oh, it's London. To be continued. ... Hello?
He sighs.
Want to grab lunch?
Sign, Jackson's Griddle.
You won't have to pay here. I have a tab. Sorry about forgetting your name.
It's okay.
Well, now you won't feel bad when you forget mine.
Oh, I wish I could forget your name, but unfortunately, Wuthering Heights is kind of my favorite book, so... Weren't you named after Heathcliff, the character in the book?
No, the candy bar. My mom was eating a Heath bar when she met my dad.
Oh. Well, that's romantic, I guess.
Jackson, what's the special?
Oh, if I told you, it wouldn't be special, now would it? Hey, Sam.
Hi.
This is my place.
Wow.
How do you know her name?
Jackson picked me up at the train station today.
You were in on this, too? Hey, take it up with Donnie. I was just the wheelman. Anyway, looks like the two of you are hitting it off nicely.
She's only here until tomorrow morning.
Oh. Well, you should come by for karaoke. Maybe you can even get him to sing. Have you ever heard the cry of a wounded coyote? Oh, you're a sad little man.
Hey, Jackson, just so you know, she's a chef, so you should probably apologize in advance for this.
Just so you know, your tab just came due. And Millie called in sick, so I'm short a waitress today.
No,
it should only be 45 minutes or an hour tops.
I burned a table of six last time, or have you forgotten?
No, I don't think anyone will ever forget that.
Okay, I'll do it.
He raises brows at her.
I totally get what Donnie sees in you.
He smiles and shakes his head. Sign, staff only, do not enter if you are not staff.
Hi guys. Okay, one special and one chicken and fries. We don't need anything else, okay? Nachos, okay, guys? I'll be with you guys in just a second.
I got it.
She serves people. Jackson gives her a thumbs up.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Got the rest. Okay. Enjoy.
Hi, guys.
Heath shakes head.
I know what's choice.
You're new.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Mustard. So amazing, right? Killer sandwich. All right, time to warm up your coffee.
All right.
Great. Let's make this happen. Let's get you caffeinated so you can enjoy the rest of your day.
They walk down the street.
Thanks for helping out, Jackson.
Yeah, sure. It was actually pretty fun. Excuse me. I have that exact same sweater.
Really?
I love it. I just bought it.
$10?
You're kidding. I paid $70 for mine.
Oh, well, you need to check out this band down the street. This guy's selling women's clothes really cheap.
It's crazy.
I know. Right out of a suitcase.
They run to the white truck. Her bag is missing. Brows furrowed, she sighs. They pull up to the country house and stop as May and Donnie emerge from house. Samantha gets out of the passenger side and slams the dirty door shut.
Uh-oh.
Bin was full.
Oh, welcome back. Didn't you have a suitcase?
It was stolen from the back of his truck.
$1,000 compressor back there. They didn't take that.
Of course he didn't, because there's no crime here.
Well, come on in. I'll show you the guest room.
Whoa.
Is that paint?
She looks at her pants. She smiles at Heath. He raises brows with a frown.
Yep.
He nods and looks down.
Okay.
I'll go with them.
Oh, no, you won't.
In his study.
Donnie, I know we've had a rough go of things, but what you did here today is not okay.
I didn't do it for me. I did it for us.
I know you think that, pal. But we're doing okay. We don't need anybody else to be a family.
But she's perfect for you.
We don't even know her.
I do.
Documents with Sam's picture.
What's that?
Donnie grabs papers.
Nothing. Research.
Donnie hands them over. Profiles of women with information.
Research?
Fever ladies who contacted your website.
Tell me no one else is showing up here.
They're not.
Okay. No computer for a month.
Dad!
Leaves the room.
It was excruciating. He had no idea who I was.
Can't really say that I'm surprised. Anything other than that?
Other than that, he's named after a candy bar, and I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend.
Sam, it's me. I found some stuff for you to wear. I'll put it by the door.
He leaves some clothes for her in the hallway. In the bathroom, she wears a large robe. With a sigh, she drops stack of papers. Text, name, Samantha Hahn, yes. Ideal mate, perfect. Heath looks at Sam's profile. Donnie's handwriting, yes. A storm looms over the distant hills. Donnie and Samantha in the kitchen.
I'm making you a pot pie, Sam, sorry.
An apology pie, huh? All right, I'm gonna have you scoot over.
She washes her hands as Donnie rolls out the dough on the table. Samantha grabs a rolling pin.
Okay, so the key to success in this situation is the crust. The best thing about pot pie is it's a comfort food, and you can really put anything in it you like.
She rolls the dough.
Okay, you take over.
He rolls the dough as she watches over him. They both look out the window.
Storm's coming.
Perfect.
Speaking of storms,
there's this Celeste Jeffers Johnson person. She shows up everywhere. I'm sure you've already met her like 6 times.
Once.
He thinks it's business, but she has an agenda. She's already talked him into a dinner, 2 long lunches, and a double cappuccino. He should be with someone like you.
I'm afraid that's not gonna happen. Donnie, I'm sorry.
She looks down with a smirk.
Hey, did you know that they had pot pies in ancient Rome?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And in old England, when the king would cut into the crust, a live bird would fly out.
Gross.
She makes a bird gesture. Heath looks at photographs on his computer. Furrowed brows, he rubs his lips, then looks over his shoulder. Heath watches them use carrots as horns.
I ain't cooking down like this.
Stop!
You gotta get it off.
All right, you keep stirring that.
That's the sauce that's gonna make this pot pie delicious.
That's looking really good.
The rain against the house.
I took care of Heath when he was a kid. And now Donnie and I are both raising him.
As I recall, your last husband threw food at the wall. Or was that husband number 2?
No. That was Tom.
How many husbands have you had?
3.
She's working on number 4. Eddie.
Oh. That reminds me. The text.
You said no phone to the table except for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
This qualifies. He was ATD.
At the doctor.
C-U-A-T-S-C.
See you at the senior center.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Eddie says the highway washed out again.
How bad?
Shut down in both directions.
Which highway?
The one from town to the train station and everywhere else.
But they'll clear it, right?
Oh, it could take a couple days.
Last time it took a week.
Okay, but there's got to be another way out of town.
Not without a boat.
So you're saying I'm stuck here?
Donnie and May smile slyly at each other. Samantha rubs her forehead. The sun rises in the distance.
Oh no.
She sits up in bed.
I'm still here.
She flops back under the covers. May looks up from the paper as Samantha emerges.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, that would be great.
Samantha enters kitchen.
How do you take it?
Black, thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, the road is still closed.
May nods.
Trust me. In 20 years, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the things you did.
One can only hope.
Oh, I forgot! I have some things for you.
Brings bags over.
Ta-da!
What's all this?
She pulls clothes out of the bag.
Oh, this is too much. Tell Donnie I can't accept these.
Donnie's in school, and you can't accept these. They're from Heath.
They are?
He went over there this morning. Had the owner come in, open the shop early.
Samantha grabs mug.
Shouldn't interfere. That I have already, so why stop now? Sit down.
Shakes head.
I love Heath. He's like a son to me, but he's stuck. You know, I'm the type that just keeps getting married until I get it right, but not Heath. He was just going to do it once, and now he has to start over. But let's face it, he's a guy. And you know, they're all really pretty clueless.
Samantha chuckles and looks down.
So, yeah, just give him another chance.
She walks over to Heath, who looks at photographs.
Sorry to interrupt.
Trust me, you're not.
I wanted to thank you for the clothes. They're nicer than the ones I came with.
Well, I had some help picking them out. Although the pink scarf, totally me.
So this is your studio, huh?
Yep, this is where the magic happens. Or at least used to.
He steps away.
These are really good.
He collects the documents with the profiles of women.
Wow, these are really good.
Thanks. They were better when I took them. A long time ago.
The photograph with the white horse and sunset.
But enough about my glory days. I'm worried about Donnie.
He's a great kid.
That's just it. I want him to spend more time being a kid and less time trying to find me a wife.
He wants you to be happy.
I'm not unhappy. That's the same, right?
I think he just misses things the way they were. I was like that after my dad left. All I wanted was my family back. But Donnie's smart. He'll be okay.
Are you happy?
I'm not unhappy.
I'm sorry this thing turned out so badly.
It's okay. It's not a total loss. I've been waiting pretty much my whole life for a guy on a white horse to come along. And now, because of you, I've finally realized he doesn't exist.
So I ruined your romantic dreams, huh?
Yeah, but that's good.
How's that good?
Well, I need to accept the fact that I'm alone, and I may always be alone, and that's okay.
So those are your choices, being alone or a guy on a white horse?
She looks up at him.
Mr. Heath Madsen?
Hello, Celeste.
Hello.
Celeste enters through the front door.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I see you're wearing the new clothes. Heath, I told you they'd fit. He thought you were a little bigger.
I didn't say bigger, I said taller.
Tomato, tomato. News bulletin. There's interest from London. Clive Clark is in the States and interested in coming to your show.
You're kidding.
Although the road will have to open up first, which it will if I have to dig it myself. All right, where are they? Show me the prints. And do not tell me they're not ready yet.
Depends what you mean by ready.
Oh, man.
I have an idea.
Okay.
What I want to accomplish and the, what I considered the road to nowhere.
Celeste looks over at Sam from the computer. Sam looks back as she turns to leave. Celeste gives her a look.
Another retrospective would work.
Oh, another retrospective.
Sam goes onto the front porch. Pink flowers bloom in a pot on the white railing. Samantha looks out in the distance. May comes out as well. She touches her chin with a smile as she approaches Samantha, then wraps her hand around Sam's arm.
Come with me. Where are we going?
I want you to meet somebody.
Okay. If he's not in eighth grade and doesn't have a camera, I'm in.
In the city, a senior center.
Hi, everyone. This is Sam.
Oh, the young lady Donnie picked out.
Donnie has impeccable taste.
Does everyone know?
And then some.
And may I just say, you look even better in person.
Sam, this gentleman is Eddie. And I use the word gentleman loosely. And this is Jim.
My pleasure.
So how do you like our hangout?
This is great.
Yeah, Heath fixed it up. Used to be a real dump. Worked 3 weeks on it, night and day. Never asked for a penny. Here, I saved you a couple seats up front.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you in person.
You too. So that's number 4.
That's him.
I approve.
She sits down.
Don't leak this, but he asked me on a barefoot cruise to Mexico.
Oh, how romantic. When do you set sail?
That's a good question. I don't think it's a good time to leave the boys.
Why not? 11, Donnie seems so mature.
It's not Donnie I'm worried about, it's Heath. By the time I get back, that shark will turn my room into an art gallery.
What?
Celeste Jeffers Johnson. She's the type of person who gets what she wants, no matter what it takes, am I right?
I don't know her very well, but she seems like a nice person. And by nice, I mean pretentious, and by person, I mean...
Bingo!
What?
Yes, sir! Every time!
Tim's won again!
Exactly.
Jackson's griddle.
I pick up food once a week for the boys. They really love it.
Donnie at the bar.
Donnie, why aren't you in school?
I got her early, remember?
It came here?
It's business. Excellent news. I brought our pie samples to Jackson, and he's putting them on the menu.
They're so good.
Busy weekend. He'll take as many as we can make.
Oh, so we're we now?
We'll talk percentages later.
Donnie says that you can deliver 4 dozen pies by tomorrow.
What? I'll have the tins and vegetables delivered to our house by the end of the business day. I'm still working a deal for the chickens.
She squints her eyes at Donnie and smiles.
This would go a lot faster if we could invite some kids over to help us.
We don't need anyone else. Overhead.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not a 40-year-old CEO.
Yet.
Donnie. You know, when I was your age, my parents got divorced. My mom was really sad. And my sister was a mess. And I felt like I had to take care of them.
Did you?
Yeah. I tried. Cooked them dinner every night. That's actually how I learned to cook. But I spent all of my time worrying about grown-up stuff. Stopped hanging out with my friends. Stopped being a kid.
That doesn't sound so bad.
The thing is, you really only get one chance at being a kid.
Like a limited offer.
She nods and smiles.
Yeah.
Heath looks at his desk of photographs. Sam removes the pot pies from the oven and sets the table. Heath watches her, brows furrowed. She lifts the pot pies and carries them away from the table with a smile. He goes to his camera and follows after Sam onto the front porch. He watches her with a slight smile as she sets the pies onto the porch railing to cool. He points the camera at her.
Mind if I snap a few shots? Light's perfect. Marketing for your pies.
I guess not.
She continues to set the pies onto the railing to cool. Camera interface. She smiles.
What do you want me to do?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. It's great. Just be natural, seriously.
Okay.
He bends down to capture the moment at various angles.
Look right at home.
He smiles with a wide toothy grin. Her blue eyes glisten in the viewfinder on the camera. She sighs. In the kitchen they make pot pies.
Ooh, look how pretty!
Aren't they pretty?
You did such a good job! Jeez.
A group of kids help in the kitchen. Heath looks at the photographs of Sam on his computer. The table is full of ingredients.
Hey guys. Hey Jared, how are you doing, Tommy? You guys need some help?
Yeah, that'd be great.
May puts a tray into the oven. Sam puts her hand on Heath's as she guides him to cut the carrots. Sam sits on the front porch at night. Heath brings her a mug of tea and sits down beside her.
Thank you.
I haven't seen Donnie like that in a while. Thanks.
Are you kidding me? I had a great time.
You used to have those kids over every day before. I don't know how you managed it, but I appreciate it.
I really didn't do anything except bake a pie or two. Or 48.
He smiles and takes a sip.
I know they were good. Really good. You ever think about opening a restaurant?
I thought about it. Pot Pie Cafe. I have all these recipes.
He squints his eyes at her.
Mediterranean, Greek olive, vegan, sweet and sour chicken, fig. Of course, chocolate.
Oof.
But my sister talked me out of it. And she said I was being unrealistic. I'm a dreamer.
Is this the same sister that thought I was a stalker or an ex-con?
Very same. Although in my case, she's probably right. There's just too much risk. It's much easier just to work in someone else's restaurant.
What about an online business? That's less risky.
Actually, it was an online situation that got me here, so I'm gonna have to say no on that one.
I'm serious. It'll be like a fruit of the month club, but only pot pies.
So you would subscribe to something called the Pot Pie of the Month Club?
Yeah, I would.
And you wouldn't be embarrassed about it?
I might use an alias.
She giggles, looks away and gives herself a hug, then looks back at him. He hands her a burgundy blanket. She accepts it with a soft smile and spreads it over her legs.
Thank you.
They gaze at each other, then he looks away. He looks away and then back at her. He looks away with a swallow, then takes a sip from the mug. He edits photographs of her on his computer. He looks closer at the screen and clicks the Tools button, then selects Color Tools from the drop-down menu, then types a command onto the keyboard. He smiles. He edits the light on her face.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Excuse me, but we have a one-time humiliation rule in our family.
Not saying anything's gonna happen.
Oh, no.
You like him?
No.
And even if I was starting to semi-think he was okay, coming home as soon as the road opens.
She lies down on her bed. In the daytime, a blue van pulls up to the house. Jackson goes into the house to find Heath asleep on the couch. He tickles his feet. Heath shudders.
Get up. Oh, man, come on.
I got news. The road is open. And that means tourists, which means cha-ching.
It's great.
Is it?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I guess your camera must have taken this picture of Sam all by itself.
What can I say? The camera loves her.
Just the camera? You haven't taken pictures like this in a very long time, man.
What's your point?
My point is that you're starting to feel something.
Yeah, that would be annoying, so why don't you just get out of here? Let me sleep.
Okay, so this whole thing may have started off a little sketchy. Yes, she was chosen by a 12-year-old. Yes, she thought you were someone else. But she's here, and she came all the way here for you.
Heath sits up.
Yeah. And, now she's leaving because of me.
Ask her to stay the weekend.
I can't.
Always an excuse. Donnie, work, no work. Will you just get up and help me with these pies?
Jackson gets up and finds the kitchen table full of pot pies. Heath joins him and they smile broadly as Jackson nods.
Wow.
Anything else?
Yeah. Put on a different shirt, pull yourself together, and for goodness sakes, at least give her a goodbye kiss.
Jackson gets in his vehicle. Heath looks off into the distance. In the bathroom, he puts on shaving cream. starts to shave and shudders at the first contact and grabs the spot. He steps away from the bathroom mirror and walks down a hallway. He knocks on the last door to his right. He walks to Sam's room with a piece of toilet paper on the cut.
Sam?
I'll be right there!
Sam gets up quickly from bed.
Did I wake you?
Why did you say that?
Your shirt's on backwards.
She looks down. She pulls her arms into her shirt and spins it around.
You have a little piece of toilet paper stuck to your...
Yeah, I tried shaving. Didn't work out so well.
It's 2-ply, I assume?
You'd assume correctly.
So, was there anything else?
Yeah, I got some news. Jackson came by. He said the pies look amazing.
Oh, good.
He smiles.
Oh, one other thing. There's this place I want to show you.
Donnie walks up a dirt road by a horse corral and field. Heath stands beside a four-wheeled farm vehicle and loads things into it.
Word on the street is you're headed to the meadow.
Yeah, what street is that?
Can I help?
You have school to get ready for or something?
Got plenty of it. Come on, let me prep the meal. Done it a million times. Go, get your gear.
All right. Don't top it off. I already put gas in.
Got it.
Donnie remains by the vehicle as Heath walks away. Donnie takes out the gas can. Sam and Heath walk out the front door of the house.
There's a place I want to show you.
So, where are we going?
You'll find out.
They head off in the mule. They drive down a dirt road, at moments steep. Both smile. They both laugh as he travels down a grassy hillside. Her pink scarf flaps in the wind behind her neck. He parks the vehicle and they look out.
First time I came up here was with my dad. He worked for the Forest Service and, we used to camp out under the stars.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it was. Then I thought I'd follow in his footsteps. I got my first camera, and that was it.
Mountains.
Look familiar? It's where I took that photo.
It's beautiful.
I thought you should see it in person. Of course, there's no horse now. I haven't been up here in a long time. Too long.
He points the camera at the spot. She watches him with a grin. She smiles. He looks at her and smiles back. He takes another photo. She sits and he is propped up on his elbows in the meadow.
I was a struggling artist when I took that photo.
And now?
Well, I'm still a struggling artist. That's disturbing.
It really is.
Thanks.
Maybe this will be your comeback. Road to fame and fortune.
Let's hope not. Yeah, it didn't work out so well the first time.
What do you mean?
Let's just say I didn't like the person I became. When Donnie was born, I decided to put the people I love first.
Heath looks down, then grabs sharp needle-like objects from grass.
I used to make jewelry out of these.
What are they?
Porcupine quills.
Sounds painful.
I made a necklace for my third grade girlfriend out of these quills. As I recall, she required medical attention.
At least you left an impression.
Yeah, probably some scarring, too.
Been there, minus the jewelry.
So you've had dates worse than this? Not that this is a date.
I've had worse just this month. There was Voldemort. And then this guy who sold hair products out of his car.
Ooh.
And Joel, although he was really more of an incident.
Yeah, well, at least you're braver than I am. You're out there.
least you don't get invited to showers.
No, I generally shower alone.
Ah. Wedding showers, baby showers, and then when every single person I've ever met is married, they start renewing their vows. Is that really necessary?
How dare they?
Thank you.
They look at each other and smile. Donnie and May play cards in the house.
Well, they're not back yet. That's a good sign.
Yep.
Or a bad sign.
It's all good. Trust me. So, what's with you and Eddie in that barefoot cruise? Got a done deal yet?
How do you know about that?
Eddie asked me about tickets. I told him I could get him upgrades.
Shakes head.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, now just trust me, all right?
There it is. Now just turn away. And just look back at me. Don't even think of it. There it is.
Oh, wow. Now just turn slowly towards the camera.
Okay.
And just look at me in the eyes. Don't even worry about a smile or anything. Just what's natural. That's it.
Nice. Beautiful.
That's it. See?
This is fantastic.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you're a natural.
He looks up at the sky.
It'll be dark soon. We should head back.
I had a really good time. Thanks for bringing me here.
I'm glad I did.
She looks down with a smile, then continues on. They drive back and the Mulet stops suddenly.
That's impossible. I just filled it up.
Maybe there's a leak.
He looks under the mule.
No leak.
I never should have let him near it.
Him?
Donnie. He siphoned the gas, just enough to leave us stranded.
That kid's relentless.
Well, good thing I brought my gas can. Empty gas can. There's no signal. He thought of that, too.
Relentless, but kind of a genius.
Oh, it's also a 15-mile hike back tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, let's make camp.
May consults her watch and looks out of the window. It's dark.
It's really getting late.
Relax. You know Dad. He's at home in the woods. Even if he has to stay overnight.
Why do we have to stay overnight?
Who knows?
What did you do?
I may have siphoned a little gas.
Donnie!
I packed provisions. They have everything they need.
Well, I hope you have everything you need in your room where you'll be living for the next year.
The moon in the sky. Sam and Heath eat beef jerky by the fire.
Old Halloween candy. I'm sorry about this.
I don't mind. I love licorice.
Were these straws always this small?
I'm pretty sure you grew.
I guess so.
She holds up a juice pouch, then looks at him. He looks back at her.
I forgot how nice camping can be. Oh, except for the hard ground. Lack of indoor plumbing and TV.
Nice.
They turn to look at each other.
You can have the sleeping bag if you want it.
No, I'm good.
She hands him a blanket.
Thanks.
She lies down beside the fire. Heath does the same. The fire illuminates a soft smile on her face. Heath lies on his back, arms crossed. Celeste pulls up to the country house. May and Donnie go up to her in the lawn.
Sleeping.
I'll tell him he came by.
Cheerio.
Oh,
Let's wake him.
He's not here.
Well, where is he?
Camping.
Camping? Where?
We don't know.
He doesn't go anywhere without telling you. Isn't that right, Donnie?
Donnie sighs.
Okay, they went to the meadow.
They? Ugh, don't tell me he's with that person who lost her clothes.
Wait, let me go get them.
Don't trouble yourselves.
She gets into her car. Heath has a handful of quills. Sam is still asleep. The fire is nearly dead, with faint wisps of smoke. She sits up and looks over at him with a smile.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning.
How long have you been up?
Not long. How'd you sleep?
Pretty good. Thank you.
He hands her a mug and she sips from it. He sips from his mug.
Why does Donnie think that we'd be perfect for each other?
Probably because he's 12.
I think he's just afraid I'm gonna end up with Celeste.
Are you?
I could never be with somebody that Donnie doesn't like.
We should probably head back.
Sometimes things can start one way and end up another, right? I'm just gonna say this. I want us to be more than friends.
You do?
Yeah.
Smiles.
I know I'm not exactly what you came here for, and I don't have a white horse.
You do drive a white Bronco.
Celeste
pulls up. They stand and approach her.
Thank goodness you're all right. And you're both here. I thought you would have left by now.
Just waiting on the road to open.
Oh, well, it opened yesterday.
What?
Heath didn't tell you?
I didn't know.
Huh. Well, now you know. Anyway, gasp. Guess who I spoke to? Clive Clark. If he likes what he sees, he will have you in one-man shows all over Europe. This is a big break for both of us.
The implications are just enormous.
Heath furrows brows with a slight frown. The black car pulls up and parks in front of the house. The three of them emerge from it. They pull up to the house.
I don't need to remind you that we'll be setting up tonight.
Oh, you don't, but you will.
Well, I can drive Sam to the train while you work.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
No, it's no trouble at all.
Sam's staying for the show, aren't you?
I am.
Yep. Great. The more the merrier. See you tonight.
She gives Heath a kiss on the cheek.
Drive safe.
Of course.
Heath and Sam walk to the house. Celeste gets back in her car and pulls out of the driveway. Donnie runs out of the house.
You're back. I was worried.
Worried you didn't pack enough candy bars?
Are you mad?
I should be.
But you're not right. Sam, our pie sold out at Jackson's. They need more inventory ASAP.
She high-fives Donnie.
Guess we're in the pie business.
They walk inside. Jackson leans over Heath at the computer.
You took her to the meadow?
Yep.
Why, you haven't been up there in a long time.
Yeah.
Guess you must be happy.
They look at photographs. Donnie rolls dough. Chops a potato. Eddie puts together a box. A kid makes dough. Another kid peels carrots with a wide smile. Heath looks at photographs. He looks at prints of her. She opens oven and removes more pot pies.
The end of this, but I kind of like it.
You better. We're going to be here all day.
Jackson carries off a box. Eve arranges quills on the desk. Jackson's grill.
Hey, Jackson, it is really happening here. Jimmy, a couple sodas?
So, when are you going to show me your photos?
Well, at the show with everyone else.
Special treatment. Thanks a lot.
All right. Welcome to Karaoke Night at Jackson Grill.
Yes. Jackson speaks into a microphone.
Yes. Now, I couldn't help but notice that among us, we have the town's worst singer. My very good friend, Mr. Heath Madsen. So, let's bring him up with a big round of applause. Heath Madsen.
The spotlight illuminates Heath. He walks up.
Thanks, Belle.
Celeste walks into Jackson's grill. Heath sings from the stage and looks at Sam.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the four that has loved you.
Celeste looks askance at Sam.
Wow.
I mean, we may have a winner after all. All right, who's ready to get up here next?
Notice the eye contact there.
That was awful. I loved it. Thank you.
Bravo! Bravo!
Thanks, Celeste.
We have a show to set up for TikTok.
Oh, we're just gonna grab a bite to eat first.
Well, I've got some edamame and kale chips at the gallery.
It's okay. Go ahead. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll be great.
See you back at the house.
Sam and Jackson walk down the sidewalk.
Yeah. I've known Heath my whole life. I gotta say, you bring out a side of him that I have not seen in a very long time.
He's different than I thought.
That's good, right? You know, I don't think he would mind if you wanted to stay a little longer. Or a lot longer.
You know, I do have a job to get back to. That coffee's not gonna pour itself.
Well, you don't know how things are gonna shake out. I mean, when I told him yesterday the road was open, I thought for sure you'd be long gone.
Wait, you told him yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday morning, when I came to pick up all the pies. And speaking of pies, I hear you and the Donald are starting an internet business.
Pot Pie of the Month Club.
Pot Pie, I love that.
You do?
I would subscribe to that.
Get out.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Are you going to do wholesale?
For you, Jackson, the world.
The world? Pot Pie of the Month Club. That is a genius idea.
He gets in car.
You could do Mexican. You could do Italian.
They get into his blue van. Storefront, opening Heath Madsen new works.
They're brilliant! Exclamation point.
Why does that sound more like a question mark?
The photography is fabulous. American retro. I love it. I'm just a little surprised at the subject.
You know, Celeste, Donnie thinks I'm giving you mixed messages.
Does he?
He grimaces.
I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong idea. But the truth is, I am having feelings for Sam.
Heath, you barely even know her.
Well, it's like these photos. It just kind of happened.
Well, I'm sure you're just caught up in the moment, that's all.
No, it's more than that.
Celeste raises her brows.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I think that we make a good team, and I hoped. Well, I guess that's pretty obvious. I've probably made an idiot of myself.
No, not at all.
That wouldn't be the first time. All right, well, let's hang these brilliant things.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on.
Play.
Oh,
wow. Come back. Over here.
Yes.
Oh,
dude.
See, I found it.
Mother load.
Oh, yeah.
No. He can fend for himself. I'm telling Eddie we're going on that cruise.
You go, girl.
Sam and May fist bump on the couch.
He makes me so happy. I didn't know what I was looking for until now.
What are you looking for?
Someone I can share a bowl of popcorn with.
Sam takes popcorn from a bowl.
Popcorn. So romantic.
Heath walks through the gallery. All the photographs are set up.
I think we did it. Looks perfect.
See, we do make a good team.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, what's this?
Jewelry.
Actually, I made that for...
Come on. It'll make up for breaking my heart.
I suppose I could make another.
Oh, goody.
But whatever you do, do not wear it.
Why not?
Because the last person I made one for ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, it'll just be a conversation piece. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Celeste carries off the porcupine necklace. Heath turns and inspects the gallery. At nighttime, his white truck pulls up to the house. He gets out of the driver's seat and shuts the door behind him, then enters the home. Sam is asleep on the couch. He spreads a blanket over her. He sits beside her. She rests her head on his shoulder. Kids have fallen asleep around the living room. Donnie sleeps in an armchair. He pulls the blanket over her shoulder. Now daylight, Heath and Sam are asleep on the couch. She wakes up and looks at him. She relaxes her head against the leather couch. She reaches out and takes his hand. He wakes up and looks down at their hands.
Hi.
So how'd it go?
Good, I think.
That's great.
What's next?
We go see your show?
I mean, after that.
There's an after?
I hope so. Isn't there?
I hope so, too.
I'm gonna shake a few hands, sell a few prints, and we can figure this out. I can come and see you, or we can stay.
They lean in to kiss. Just then, two kids rush in with Donnie.
Sam, we need to confab about PPOTMC.
Eddie's back.
PPO what?
Pot Pie of the Month Club.
Are we actually going to call it that?
So we are a we.
I guess we are.
I have a good feeling about this. Let's go.
The kids rush off.
Pot Pie of the Month Club.
They both smile at the art gallery.
They're all me.
Really? I hadn't noticed. What do you think?
I think you're crazy.
You look beautiful. Go ahead, check them out.
People talk in groups by the paintings. Celeste puts her hand on Heath's shoulder. She wears the porcupine jewelry.
It's gonna be a sellout. You are back.
Sam looks back and listens.
I thought I told you not to wear that.
Oh, don't be silly. They're fabulous. I've got nothing but compliments. Here, there's a few people I want you to meet.
She gestures to a group of people.
This, quote-unquote, gentleman is Clive Clark.
So nice to meet you. Very impressive woman. It's Americana at its finest. And I'm enchanted with your model.
Me too.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, thank you so much for coming and supporting the Children's Arts Center. We really appreciate it.
Everyone claps.
I am thrilled to announce that the very prestigious Clive Clark Gallery in London has just offered our very own Heath Madsen a solo show. Amazing, right? In fact, he leaves for the UK tomorrow, and I will be stuck to him like glue.
She rests her head on his shoulder. Sam is dazed. Heath looks at her, his eyes wide. Sam turns away. Celeste approaches her.
Enjoying yourself? Oh, gorgeous, isn't it?
Looks at necklace.
You made it for me. This really is a second chance for him.
I know. It's really wonderful.
Yes. And the last thing he needs is to be tied down or distracted. So, I hope you've had fun on your holiday, but he's done now, so you can go back to wherever it is you came from.
I don't think that's any of your business.
He lied to you about the road to get you to stay here. What, you think that's because he fell in love with you in 5 minutes? No, silly, that's because he needed you for the pictures. And they are magnificent. Really, mission accomplished. We'll make sure you get to take home a signed original.
She turns and walks away. May and Donnie stand nearby. Heath talks with the curator.
I think it would really help showcase the pieces into more individual. My pleasure.
Sam leaves the art gallery and sighs. Inside, Heath continues to mingle with attendees.
I think so. Heath. To London. And beyond.
Heath and Celeste toast. She turns and walks back in.
Ow! I think my hair is caught in this clasp. Would you get it?
I told you not to wear this.
I know. Ow,
stand
it's still
so
caught.
He puts his hands around her neck.
You're not getting it.
Celeste sees Sam enter and kisses Heath. Sam watches, turns, and leaves.
What was that?
Oh, Heath, we were celebrating.
I'm dying to know. Which is your favorite photo? You only got to choose one.
That one.
He points at one with Sam in a pink blouse. She walks down the sidewalk. A skater rolls up beside her.
Hey!
Sorry, sister.
What? Never mind. Do you have a driver's license?
Totally.
She sighs. Heath walks around the town in search of Sam. He pulls out his cell phone.
You've reached Sam's phone. Please leave a message.
Sam, it's Heath again. Call me.
Jackson cleans tables outside the bar.
Hey! Congratulations, man. I heard you sold out.
You've seen Sam. She isn't answering her phone.
No, but Donnie was in here looking for it too. Is everything all right?
Heath walks off. May and Donnie park on the side of the street, then get out of the vehicle.
Stop back at the house.
What did you say to her?
Nothing.
You sure? Because you can say some pretty dumb stuff.
Okay, let's just split up and find her, huh?
They go into a convenience store and talk to the teenager at the counter.
Robbie, remember the girl I was here with?
The chiquita to pay for your stuff. I just dropped her off. She was crying over my whip.
What?
She saw you macking the art vape, Broseph.
You kissed Jeffers Johnson?
What? No! No, yeah, I mean, she saw that?
In 3D.
Where is she?
Outside the train station. quickly pulls up in the white Bronco. He removes his seatbelt and gets out of the vehicle. The train pulls away past a bend. She sets her keys down and puts the photo of the horse and sunset face down. She plays her answering machine.
Sam, it's Heath. I've tried your cell several times. Please tell me you didn't leave. Just call me. Sam, it's me, Heath. If you just... That kiss with Celeste is not what you think. We need to talk.
He looks at photographs of Sam on his computer as he holds his chin in his hand. He leans forward and grabs a photo printed. In the print, she sits on a white fence with a gentle, toothy smile. Sam lies on the ground with a pillow under her head and her hand on her forehead.
I'm swearing off all contact with the outside world.
Maybe there's an explanation.
You were right about me. I'm unrealistic and I'm hopeless.
Hey. Since when do you listen to me? You are not hopeless. You're hopeful. And there is someone out there for you. I know it.
Doesn't matter. I'm done.
He stands in his studio with brows furrowed. Sam puts the kettle on the stove. She looks at the pictures on her fridge. Text, Angela's bridal shower. Save the date. Pictures of couples.
You gonna be okay?
I can't believe you're giving up. Have I taught you anything?
Donnie, I called her 100 times. She doesn't want to talk to me.
But you like each other. I know you do.
Look, I'll be back in a week. I'll call her then.
But it could be too late by then. The moment could be lost.
Look, we'll be fine. Don't worry about us.
Thank you, babe.
Love, my sweet.
I don't know what I'd do without you. All right, give me a hug.
I love you, buddy.
Okay.
Somebody knocks at the door. Celeste waits at the entrance.
Ready to cross the pond?
Heath pauses and looks at Donnie and May. He steps onto the porch.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime. And nobody would throw that away for 72-hour relationship, quote unquote.
Do not talk like that.
Oh, you're mad at me. Don't worry, we have a long flight, plenty of time for you to forgive me. And in first class, might I add. Besides, you can fix things with her when you get back. If you even remember her name by then.
He gets into the car. Sam enters her apartment. She turns on the light and plays the messages on her answering machine.
Sam, it's Lynn. I'm having twins. Shower on the 20th. Save the date. Bye. Sam, this is Joel's mother. He asked me to call. You two kids owe it to yourself to give this another try. All right? Bye, dear.
Hi, Sam. It's Donnie. I know what you think you saw, and I totally understand why you're upset, but just please give my dad another chance. Just think about it.
Sam sighs. She serves clients.
Here you go, guys. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Joel enters the cafe.
Joel.
He approaches.
Mother said you haven't been in. She thought you'd quit.
Nope. Still here. Coffee?
Actually, I'm not much of a hot beverage guy.
Okay, then.
Sam, what I really came in to ask you is, I want to go out again.
He looks at her. She smiles.
Joel? I'm gonna have to say, no. I will not go out with you again. Thank you.
She puts her hand on his, then walks away. He licks his lips, pauses, then walks out of the drip. Another customer leaves as Sam wipes down a table with a wash rag. Her sister enters the cafe.
Good, you're alone. I met someone. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually think he's perfect for you.
No.
Look, you know I'm a skeptic, but this guy is different.
How is he different? You're acting crazy.
He's right outside.
Outside? What, did he sleep in the gutter?
Oh, he was awake and very good looking. He may or may not have a car. I didn't see one. He has a job, sort of. Not a job per se.
Roz.
Look, before you say no, he's right outside. I already promised him you were going to go out there and meet him, so you really don't have a choice at this point.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going out there.
Oh, yes, you are. Uh-huh.
Roz, no! Roz!
Heath approaches on a white horse. He smiles down at her. She looks up at him, brows raised and with a soft smile.
This isn't at all how I pictured it.
It's the best I could do.
He chuckles. Her cheeks blush. He gets off the horse. Eddie, May and Donnie watch from further down the sidewalk. Samantha approaches him.
I know what you saw at the gallery. There's never been anything between Celeste and me.
But what about London and your show?
He holds up two tickets.
Come with me.
She smiles, pauses for a moment, then looks up at him.
Okay.
You will?
I will.
He leans in and they kiss. Me and Eddie smile at each other. Dozens of onlookers applaud as the new couple continue to kiss. Donnie looks at them with a sly smile and squinted eyes. They stand at the scene of the photograph with the white horse and sunset. She looks up at him as he looks down at her. They kiss. She places her hand atop his shoulder and lifts up to reach his lips. They press their noses together, part lips and smile. Credits: executive producer, Larry Levinson.